Jonathan Milner teaches AP U.S. Government, Civics, and Economics to high school students at the University of North Carolina School of the Arts. Jonathan's been named the Winston-Salem Forsyth County Teacher of the Year, and over the past two decades, he's brought a remarkable level of energy and commitment to the classroom. But it's his work outside of the classroom that may be the most remarkable. In 2005, Jonathan founded Global Arts Project, an educational exchange program to expand his students' horizons and bring them together with other students in the U.S., Eastern Europe, Middle East, Africa, and Latin America. The next Global Arts Project will find Jonathan and 20 of his students in Port-au-Prince, Haiti this summer, where they'll work with and learn from the students at Zanmi Beni Orphanage, building instruments, performing music together, and sharing songs. The Haiti Project Concert is a free event with UNCSA student music, dance, drama, visual art, and a Bucket Brigade performance. It'll be tonight at 7:30 in Crawford Hall on the UNCSA campus. Donations at the performance event will be accepted for the Haiti Project to help get the students to Port-au-Prince.
In Haiti, because people are terribly poor, if you're born with a disability, you are often abandoned at the hospital. So the General Hospital of Port-au-Prince had a number of kids who were abandoned there and who basically grew up in the hospital, three to a bed at night. Some of them had never been outside ever in their lives. Patrick was one of the children of the hospital, and he became mobile. They shackled him to a bed. I can't imagine a more torturous life than that.
And he was 18? How old was he?
He was 18 when the earthquake hit. And when the earthquake hit, the hospital was destroyed, and the folks from Partners in Health showed up at the hospital that day and asked how the children were. And the director of the hospital said, "They're fine. Take them." Because there was nowhere for them to live, nowhere for them to stay. And that was the day that Zanmi Beni was born, the orphanage. Now there's 50 children living there. Half of the kids are disabled. They were formerly of the hospital. And half of the kids were orphaned by the earthquake. And so you've got about 50 kids living at Zanmi Beni. And it is an oasis of calm in the middle of the very frenetic city of Port-au-Prince.
Mm. What's going to happen when you're there?
My students are going to enact arts projects with the kids of Zanmi Beni. They'll be dancing with them. They'll be collaborating, making music with them. There'll be a visual arts project. We're taking some cameras down for the kids of Zanmi Beni to build a blog and photograph their lives and share that with us. There'll also be a lot of dancing and music and singing, which is a big part of the culture there. And something that we enjoyed every day that we were in Port-au-Prince in December was the evenings when the heat of the day burns off and it's cool under the mango trees dancing to Haitian music at night. It's a wonderful experience.
Jonathan Milner teaches high school students at the University of North Carolina School of the Arts. He was joined in the studio by UNCSA senior viola student Sean Mulligan and rising junior French hornist Meredith Bain. We've been sampling from their performances. Tonight at 7:30 in Crawford Hall on the UNCSA campus, Sean and Meredith will be joining forces with several of their classmates for a fun, free evening of student music, dance, drama, visual art, and a Bucket Brigade performance. You'll find links to more information about the benefit, Global Arts Project, and more at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. Donations at tonight's concert event will be accepted for the Haiti Project, and they'll help fund the students' travel to Port-au-Prince. You can hear Sean and Meredith talk about their hopes for the Haiti Project this afternoon at 1 o'clock during Triad Arts Weekend and on our website. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.